Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Good morning, Syracuse. Welcome back to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Rivals.com. I'm your host, Wes Chang. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday, June 22nd, 2023. What a week it's been since our last podcast. We had Jamie Tremble on last week's podcast. After his official visit, he committed to Syracuse. We here at the Juice Online have been chatting with 2024 quarterback Brendan Zurbrugg and defensive back Clinton Robinson. They both committed to Syracuse in the past week. And on Tuesday, Syracuse received a commitment from 2024 three-star defensive back Brahim Logg from New Jersey. And we welcome him on the program now. Brahim, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us today.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and Brahim, we'll get you started on this one. You committed to Syracuse on Tuesday after your official visit earlier in the week. Congratulations. How does it feel?
Feel great. It just feel like I'm home. Senko, he's actually out here, and then the coaching staff was great. The environment was great. Everything about the Syracuse was great. So I'm like, I for sure like it. I really like it out here.
You just mentioned Senko, Elijah Clark. You were teammates at Camden High School. He plays at Syracuse now. How important of a factor was that in you selecting Syracuse?
Yeah, he was definitely an important factor. Just like being a family, like just reuniting again. It was the whole purpose, and we're going to work. We're going to definitely work together.
I know that you play wide receiver and defensive back at Camden, but you were recruited as a defensive back at Syracuse. What did the coaching staff tell you about how they use you in that 3-3-5?
Definitely just being a corner that just lock up regardless. I don't know, just like be myself, just be a corner, like work, compete, and then do good.
When you told the coaching staff you committed, how'd they react?
They were excited. Everybody was excited.
Brahim, we spoke in September after your trip to Syracuse, and one of the things you said to me was how you love the atmosphere and crowd, and now you're going to get a chance to be the reason why that crowd is cheering. What do you think when you hear that?
It's definitely a good feeling, just seeing a crowd, how engaged it was, the fan base, like the people going crazy. It was definitely like, if I can make these people happy, I'm going to definitely like, be happy with myself and just feel like welcome.
So you're going to be playing with a couple other New Jersey guys in this 2024 class, Trashawn Dye, Trevon Dye, Zakai Wimberly. Do you know those guys from playing football in New Jersey?
I don't know them personally, but I know of them. They're like, I watch their film, they're very good players.
But I mean, that's four Jersey guys in the same class. That's nearly half the class that's committed so far. That's got to make you feel at home too.
Yeah, definitely. We all relate to each other. That Jersey boys, we just different, and we just going to change Cuse around and try to win a championship.
And Brahim, we'll get you out of here on this one. For Syracuse fans who don't know you yet, what do you want to tell them?
I'm a dog, and like, bring that competition. I'm going to make the team get better, and my goal right now is to win a championship and just play.
Thank you, Brahim. Appreciate you.
No problem. I appreciate you too.
Brahim Logg, ladies and gentlemen. Brahim held offers from Boston College, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, among others. So this is exactly the kind of recruiting battle the Orange needs to win. And you know what? they've been winning them recently. And as I mentioned to Brahim, this is a New Jersey heavy class, and that's not a coincidence. In the offseason, Dino and Bapers made two key hires, tight ends coach Nunzio Campanelli and director of high school relations Dennis Thomas. Those two guys are directly connected to the New Jersey pipeline. Congratulations to Brahim, and certainly looking forward to seeing him in an orange uniform next year. We'll take a quick break. I'll be joined by 2024 offensive lineman Willie Goodacre after. I'm Wes Chang.
This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
So Brahim Long wasn't the only prospect to take an official visit to Central New York recently. Another player Syracuse is prioritizing is 2024 Texas offensive lineman Willie Goodacre, and he joins the program now. Willie, how's it going?
It's going great. How about yourself?
Yeah, we're doing well here, Willie. And first question for you is how your official visit to Syracuse went.
It went amazing. They set a really high bar. I think a lot about the coaches and a lot about the people for making it happen.
What did you think of the facilities and campus?
All that was nice. I mean, any D1 school, they're obviously going to have some of the best stuff. It just depends which one fits for you.
So you just talked about fit. How do you think Syracuse fits for you?
I think that our school at Syracuse runs a very, very similar offense. And I think that college would be a smooth transition from high school to college. So, I mean, it's just one of those very, very fine situations.
Willie, you and offensive line coach Steve Farmer have a relationship going back to his time at Tulsa. You got to meet with him and the other coaches. What did you guys talk about?
They made it known that I was a priority commit, recruit. And they're fighting to get my commitment. They're great people. I think they're one of my favorite coaching staffs that I've seen, and I think they're really good people.
Willie, what do you think the top thing Syracuse has for it going in your recruitment?
I think Coach Farmer, he's an amazing attraction. He's a great developer, and the people there. The people there is as genuine as people make it out to seem. And it's one of those things where if you're going to Syracuse, you better be a person that's going to add value to Syracuse and not destroy the name of it. So I really do think it's a good place.
The last time we spoke, you said you were going on an official visit to Kansas this upcoming weekend. Is that still happening?
Yes, sir. For the most part, I'm pretty sure.
So besides Syracuse and Kansas, do you plan on making any more visits?
No, sir. I'm announcing my commitment the weekend of the third. Committing the third at Monday.
Last question for you, Willie. When you ultimately decide to make that commitment, what are going to be the biggest factors in your decision?
Well, if I can play early, one, if it's a good fit for me, and if I can see myself being developed as a player and a man and as a student.
Willie, thanks as always. Talk soon.
Yes, sir. It's always a blessing to you.
Willie Goodacre, ladies and gentlemen. Programming note, that conversation with Willie took place on Monday, but on Tuesday, he told me he moved up his commitment timeline from July 3rd to June 26th, and he'll announce his decision on David Campbell's Texas Football YouTube channel at 2 p.m. Eastern time, so we'll certainly keep a close eye on that. Goodacre is a 3-star Rivals recruit and has over 24 offers, so this is someone who's highly recruited and Syracuse has made a priority. We'll see if they ultimately end up getting him to commit next week. I'm going to close the show on the 2023-24 Syracuse basketball schedule. The Orange added Canisius this week, which is the first time the two schools will be playing each other since 2012. The Orange has won 21 straight against the Golden Griffins. Other announced non-conference games include New Hampshire, Colgate, Oregon, Niagara, and what will be a gauntlet in the Maui Invitational. Expect Syracuse to also announce games against Cornell and Georgetown before ACC play opens in 2024. That's it for us. I want to thank my guest, 2024 Syracuse commit Brahim Long, 2024 offensive lineman Willie Goodacre, and this is Wes Chang reminding you that I can move objects with my mind if I use my hands. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Rivals.com, and we'll see you next time.